Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast, coming to you live from the Green Room Lounge. Please give it up for your host, Scott Roback, and a special guest, Ken and Mike.
Yay! Woohoo!
Oh, we love you, Scott. Oh, Scott, you're amazing.
Oh, my God, Mike, you're doing so good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
Hi, everybody.
The recorded live in the Green Room Lounge. Normally, I'm always Scott.
Yes.
But normally, I have Mike and John with me. But today, Mike is here.
And I'm normally Scott.
And instead of John, we have Ken.
I'm never Scott.
No. Except, nope, never.
Nope.
For people who haven't seen the show before, we come here, we just talk about stuff, and I usually end up ruining the show.
Yeah. It's great.
I almost did it earlier, just like
you
5 minutes ago.
I dropped before it even started.
I dropped the computer and the microphone. So yeah. Hopefully this all comes out. Okay. The waves.
The fun
normal.
Part is it's never on purpose. They ruin the show.
No,
it
oh,
just
no.
always happens.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, and it's your show format too. You created the format, seemingly making it impervious from you destroying it, but you still do.
Actually, the whole premise behind this. And it's like, this is like our third year, almost fourth. Yeah. We're going into the fourth year almost. The whole premise of the name wasn't even meant to be that I actually ruined it. It was a reference to rune stones, like reading runes.
Yeah.
And I was going to have a segment called Scott Ruins Your Weekend because I was going to read people's fortunes for the weekend. And I just never learned how to do it. So that's fun.
So you ruined the concept of your show.
Sure,
before
it did.
Before it even
started.
Yeah, it was great.
That's yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. That's
speaking perfect. Of ruining things.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I speak ruining things for just a moment?
Yeah.
Potentially ruining things?
What happened?
Nothing yet. Before the show, one of our comedians, they left a brownie for me up in the booth. I thought it was, I don't know why, I didn't think it would be a brownie that was a special brownie.
Is it?
It's starting to feel like it is. Yes.
But on April 20th, that doesn't make any sense.
You know what? I came in here late. I came flying in. Our other show was running late. And I came in and everything. There was chaos in here. I had to fix everything real quick and start the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
You
either way.
Grasp the day?
No.
Because people do make brownies on other days.
Yeah, but no one gives me brownies on a random day.
No.
Well, it was good.
Yeah. Good.
It's a good brownie in general, but also I believe it's starting to make me a little fuzzy right now. So,
do any of you know the meaning behind the 420 thing?
I heard it was a cop call.
I've heard that too.
I don't know how true it is.
Someone told me today that it was
Hitler's birthday.
That it was Hitler's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. And he loved weed.
That's true as well. I don't see the connection.
No, it's not. They told me that in the 70s, I think. There was a big old wheat field.
It's called Woodstock.
Yeah. And there was a school nearby, and after school, there was a group that was trying to find this field that may or may not have existed, and they would meet at 420 every day after school to try to find it. And I don't know if they ever found it or not.
Probably,
that wasn't part of the story.
They would have to, otherwise they wouldn't reference marijuana with 420.
But then it became a thing because after school they would say, let's meet at 420 to try to find the big wheat field. And whether they found it or not, 420 sort of became synonymous with meeting and
we should call the police and ask them what they think it means. Do they answer the question?
They think it means, oh crap, this day is going to be a long day for me.
That's probably,
There's going to be a lot of paperwork tonight.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, actually, our friend Kevin, he said this morning some drug dealers got busted down by his house.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a day for that.
What a day for that.
That's like saying, hey, you like Christmas? Guess what? Christmas morning, you found out you're Jewish.
I don't know if it's exactly the same.
I don't know.
That's not exactly, but it's...
Well, if those people got busted for selling, like, crack or something like that, then maybe it'd be a little different.
Yeah.
It was a house.
So you guys don't have a day.
Kevin lives in a fairly upscale neighborhood, too, like, big houses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was some drug house going on.
Well, I mean, it's an upscale... You gotta sell drugs to make money. Wait, that was a bad... Sorry.
You think it was a more... You don't have to. A more upscale drug?
Well, I'm just saying, like, people sell drugs, they get money, and they go, let's buy a fancy house.
Yeah.
Because they have all the money.
Yeah. So you think they're drug dealers who just made it really well?
Yeah.
They're doing good.
They're
in the middle of the Breaking Bad process.
Yes.
Bazillionaires.
Yep.
And drug
they have warehouses. Yeah, they have storage units full of cash.
And probably a car wash.
Oh, I was going to show you something before the show, but now I can't. No, I can.
No, you can't, because the show has started.
So. Yeah, I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
No, that just seems like a segue.
You can show him now.
No, for anybody that likes Game of Thrones, I was working yesterday at the comic shop in town, and an artist that was there drew a picture of me, because I have a sketchbook. I have a sketchbook, and instead of like going, hey, draw me Batman, draw me Spider-Man, because people are like, oh yeah, I draw it all the time. Like, I like to do something different where the artist, I have them draw a version of me. And then they're like, hey, this is fun. I can use my creativity. I know he's not going to turn around and sell it on eBay or whatever. That was my main concern, was they thought I was going to sell it. So I have them draw me and however they want. But the guy, I saw the picture today. It's me, like, pressed up against the doors of the comic shop. As you see the logo in the background and stuff, and there's a bunch of arms coming out grabbing me, and I'm yelling Hodor.
Very nice.
It's
very nice.
Funny. If you haven't seen the show, it's a reference to it.
I think everybody knows the reference. Yeah. They got it.
I look like him. And
the people listening will now know what you look like.
Yeah. Imagine, except instead of white hair, it's like a brownish reddish hair. Yeah.
And he's got a big beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same soulless eyes. Yep. He had a beard.
Yeah.
Did he have a beard?
Did he?
Oh, he did, but it was short and.
Turn without one?
He had a mustache?
He
didn't.
Oh, he didn't. Just the beard.
I don't know. Oh,
because he has a lot of time to shave.
I'm sure he doesn't understand how to shave.
To manscape. He wants to.
Hodor
always wanted to look good.
I did think of, like, if I ever went to a comic book convention or like anime convention or something, I would try to cosplay as him. And then just get like a mannequin to carry on my back. Like,
that would be great.
Like
you could do that really easy.
That'd be
little,
great.
Little baby star.
I almost want to come with you to see all the people want to take pictures with you.
Yeah.
And then I just, whenever I didn't walk up to a stand, like, can I help you? Hodor. What?
No.
And I'll just keep saying Hodor. Then they're like, okay, I'm sick of you.
That'd be really cool, though. That'd be like a really easy cosplay thing.
Yeah, what? I just got to spray paint my face.
You guys both know Peggy, my ex-wife.
Yeah.
She's
exactly like Captain Janeway from...
Yes, she does.
And there's a Star Trek convention.
And she went as Janeway, and it was great.
She borrowed someone's uniform. She's never seen Star Trek, doesn't care about it, but she looks like Captain Janeway.
Yep. I don't know what that means.
The female captain of
Star Trek Voyager.
Yeah. Did she have the broken nose?
No. That's a Romulan.
Anyway.
What?
Are you not a Star Trek guy?
I don't. I've
you
seen...
know everything about
I've seen
nerd stuff.
The one
you
about...
You aren't a Star Trek guy?
I saw the remake movie...
Okay.
And then the one with the whales.
So you're familiar with the Enterprise and that it has a captain.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, she looks like the captain
of
one of the ships.
Patrick
the
Stewart.
Yes.
That's okay. She looks like Patrick Stewart. Yes.
Or Kurt Cobain. Nope.
Yep. Yep. Wow.
Captain Kurt Cobain.
Captain, yes.
Yes.
What's his name?
Captain USS smells like Teen Spirit.
What?
Picard?
No.
Captain
Kirk.
Captain Kirk?
William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Worth it.
Only took 5 minutes.
Yep.
Anyway, Peggy looks like the one you don't know. and she like borrowed someone's Star Trek outfit, and then they have a costume contest, and she won. And this this other poor sap who is wearing this massive Klingon makeup that took him hours hours and hours to put on.
The Klingon's the one that looks like they have like a butt on their forehead.
But there's a girl who has a stupid nose. There's a stupid nose, and she has like a short haircut.
You know what? It's not stupid on her planet.
I'm sorry. I'm not racist.
No, you're planetist.
Yeah.
Is it?
Your species.
That's a sign of, people are very attracted to that nose.
Yeah. Are they?
Probably on that
planet. Yeah.
They probably like do, I was going to say they do cocaine off of
it. They probably think people with smooth noses look weird.
Yeah.
Like, look at that weird person with a smooth nose.
Do you think?
Smooth nose.
I don't know where I was going to go with that. I just said, do you think? Oh,
but you could go and you could win and make all these other people who spend a lot of money on their stuff be like, ah, damn it!
I just
you can't beat
a
guy
like
who just
guys.
Yeah.
Looks like the guy.
Because I feel like I'm tall enough for the character.
What if the guy who played Hodor actually showed up at a costume contest as Hodor? That'd be great.
And then I won, and it's like the Charlie Chaplin thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that's a rumor or not. I heard that was a myth.
Who knows? Ask him. He can't get a Ouija board.
You guys know the Charlie Chaplin thing? That he won second place in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest. And he just showed up and no, not as good as the real one.
Yeah. this has been bothering me for way too long and it shouldn't. But okay, so I went to a party on Halloween.
Oh man.
And every year like they give away contest prizes for people like best couple costume, best single costume, best group costume. The fucker that won this year, I hope it's not any of you, because I couldn't tell because he had a costume on.
Sure.
But the person that won first prize for best costume, all he did was go to the store, bought an inflatable dinosaur costume, and wore it. That's all he fucking did. And yeah, he won best costume. That's bullshit. I saw people there with much better costumes. They had makeup and their outfits are awesome. Yeah. And they had all sorts of crazy props and stuff. This guy's like, yeah, I bought a dinosaur costume, inflated it, and I just ran around like crazy. This guy won.
It's not the costume that someone put the most work into. Not best original costume. Yeah, best costume. But then, if there were two guys with dinosaur costumes on that night, then they would have been a tie or something else would happen.
Well, it's all
but that guy was the one guy with the initiative.
Or he just had the best marketing team.
Yeah,
that went around and said, hey, did you vote for best costume yet? Can I get your vote for the dinosaur guy?
The big dinosaur, I wasn't even there, but I can imagine he made he walked in and everyone in the party went, hey, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Big, it's big.
It's all right.
You build a big...
Inflatable
Hodor suit.
Oh, I was thinking, not BMO. What's his name from Baymax? I should get a Baymax.
Oh, yeah.
He's an inflatable.
But now here's the thing. Like, I've been to parties with you, and you're not the kind of guy who walks around and makes sure to mingle with everybody.
No, I hate mingling.
Right. Yeah. So if the dinosaur guy mingled with everybody, that ups his chances.
Fuck him. I'm not going to that party again. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry if it's any of you.
You should go dressed as a...
What are the odds that these people...
I don't know.
At the one party that you got invited
to
for Halloween.
That's my worry.
Yeah. We wouldn't know because you're in a costume.
Yeah, but then they're like, and then they leave and they slash my tires because they would somehow know my car too.
Well, yours is the car that says, I hate parties.
Oh, yeah.
and dinosaurs.
Yeah. I like dinosaurs, though. That's what obsesses me the most. It's like, he maybe hates something I loved.
Oh, wow. That moment makes you hate dinosaurs?
No, but just...
Just for that brief moment.
Just, dude, like, I'm actually just really getting sick of all the videos of people dressed in those dinosaur costumes, just running around like, you know, YouTube? You know YouTube?
Yeah, I know YouTube.
Everywhere.
Have you seen the show Last Man on Earth?
Yes.
Because he has a dinosaur costume in that, and it's hysterical.
I saw one episode, first one.
He's driving around in a go-kart.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Why is that so funny? Because it is funny, but why is that funny?
I think it's because his head looks like it's detached, so it's just like,
Yeah. I think that the top half of the dinosaur is sort of out of control, because that's the part that's not being controlled by the arms or by the legs, and so it just sort of moves that, and it just looks very funny.
I think something that's always...
Steady feet and messy head. I don't know.
What always makes me laugh is people that scream. I like when people are screaming. Not children. Let me explain. Hold on.
I like when the children scream.
I don't like when children are crying, but when everyone screams, it makes me laugh.
Like excited terror?
Just like, like if someone was just standing there screaming, right, I would be laughing. Because it just seems so involuntary, but like a dinosaur, maybe because their head's like all flopping back, it looks like they're just running around screaming, but you just can't hear it. Maybe that's why I think it's funny.
Okay.
But other than that, it's like the idea doesn't make me mad. The fact that everyone thinks it's great and is doing it themselves, that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
It's just, oh boy.
Well, you see the trend and you're over the trend faster than everyone else.
Yes.
But you have to let everyone else go. You had the trend, too. You like the dinosaur thing.
I like dinosaurs. I liked dinosaurs since I was a kid.
You like the inflatable dinosaur thing, too.
Eh.
You did. You just said it looked funny with this.
I said that's the funny point of it.
Okay.
What makes me mad, though, is that everyone's like, hey, what should I do? Shovel the snow while I'm in a dinosaur? Should I mow the lawn while I'm a dinosaur? Go swim while... I don't actually want to watch the swimming one.
See, you do like... You're
trying because it's a battery pack and you get all fucked up in the water.
Maybe you just haven't seen the right dinosaur video. The right one that needs to...
I think he's just being hipster about it. Everyone likes it.
I'm sure I have a lot of hipster moments.
Yeah, the dinosaurs, my Green Day. I liked them way before.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't like them until Dookie. That's fine. But they're my favorite album is probably the one after that, Insomniac. That one's really good.
Sure.
But that wasn't played on the radio. The songs were played on the radio. Yeah, it's okay. God damn it. Get all mad at me?
We're not mad.
What was I talking about? We didn't even start the topics yet.
No. And now...
I'll start because I'm
worried. It's time to start the show.
Podcast.
We have some theme music to start the show?
We did. We did start the shows. Why am I looking at CJ? Do you like ice?
Do we have a theme song to where Scott loses the whole thread of the show and then starts with a totally confusing question?
Get us back on the
I just...
Do I like ice?
Scott didn't plan ahead. There we go.
That's pretty good.
That was, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. But you didn't answer my question.
Yes.
You like ice?
Sure, I like ice.
You like ice, Mike?
I am a fan of ice, yes. Yeah.
Question.
Okay.
When you drink a drink... Wait, hold on. That wasn't a question.
Not a question.
Like, right here, I'm drinking iced water. That's a good idea, right? You like iced water? What do you, when you drink a soda, do you like putting soda on ice?
Yes.
That's fine, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Why is everything else wrong, then? Like, you ice water and ice soda, that's fine. Ice is everywhere. But if you put ice in juice or milk, people lose their fucking mind.
Milk, yes.
Why?
Juice,
no, why?
Seen, well, juice sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, but it does water it down, though.
Well, it waters everything down. It's water. It's frozen water.
I think.
Why is it okay to water down soda?
Okay, okay. I think sweet. That you that here's maybe one of the things that it could be, juice, milk, the beer. I guess.
Yeah, I was going to lead to that
you
later.
Pick another beverage. Those are typically pre-refrigerated before you drink them. Whereas a soda, you can grab a warm soda off the shelf, crack it open, or a 2-liter bottle, pour it over the ice, and then drink it. And then ice water, it's just water on water.
Yeah.
And that's just delicious.
But what if you want, like, really cold milk?
Okay.
What if you want cold milk?
Then go for it, yeah.
Did someone
stop you?
No, I'm just...
What happened?
What if a dinosaur wanted cold milk?
Then he should have...
Did someone make fun of you, Scott?
Well, I'm sure people have.
Or did someone?
Not recently.
Did they?
I don't think so.
Can you think back? When was the last time you drank ice milk?
Where did this fear come from? What about iced coffee?
I want a lot of iced coffee. Like, oh, yeah. Scott has random fears in general.
Yeah.
But this one seems like we could narrow it down.
When was the last time I had iced milk? Probably a month ago.
Okay.
Okay.
When was the last time someone made fun of you?
I drank it in my house. No one was there.
Okay. So when was the last time someone before that? That's not the first time you had ice milk.
Wait. Last time someone made fun of me for drinking iced milk, or I overheard someone.
Right now, anytime someone has made fun of you for drinking iced milk.
That was probably in college.
Tell me the time.
In college.
Specific time.
I was drinking milk with ice. Like, what are you doing? That's fucking gross.
That was...
Probably.
Who said that to you?
Someone I was with. I don't remember. This is 15 years ago.
Well, it's a traumatic thing for you, apparently. I just wanted to know.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't understand. It's milk.
You seem very upset now.
I'm just...
Are you reliving the moment?
No, I'm just wondering why I...
Well, Scott, you're in luck. We have a special guest here tonight. From your college.
Oh, no. My friend,
Joseph, the milk hater.
Like, it matters. Was it like your roommate? Was it a professor? Was it a girl you were interested in?
No,
the lunch lady. Like, oh, I can't believe you're doing it. Like, if she's disgusted by it, that means a totally different thing than if it's your buddy.
I think it was someone I was eating with, a friend I was eating with.
Okay.
And then
someone whose opinion you took highly.
Yeah.
Because now you're scared to do it in public.
But I'm just saying, like, you get cold water, and you put ice in it, it's cold water, and it gets colder. Yeah. You want colder milk.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Go, girl.
What about beer? How come you can't do that with beer?
You can.
You certainly could.
I feel like it makes the alcohol less effective.
Yeah, I think that, you're destroying
Depending on your goal of drinking the beer, if you want to get drunk, you know, don't water your beer down.
And if you're so thirsty that you need something ice cold like that, you probably aren't drinking a beer.
That's what I don't get. People like, oh, I like beer and I drink so much beer. Why do you need a can coaster? Your hand gets too cold. You don't drink your beer fast enough. Then you're afraid the coldness is going to get out of the beer. A little can cozy.
I think the can cozy is just sort of a conversation piece.
Because
you can get the really. Decorative, cool, can cozy.
No. Don't say. There's never. There's never been.
I like reading the can cozies at gas stations.
Yeah,
they're like.
They're always like. They always have like a.
They're the worst of bumper stickers.
They basically are bumper stickers.
Well, you can just sit there and read them. That is a joy in my life. Specifically, I don't like reading bumper stickers. at a gas station. But if that can of cozies, I will, because he can turn
but then,
them.
Yep.
But then
I wonder what's on the other side of this cozy.
Oh, it's a picture of Grandpa's butt.
Yeah.
But then there's like
I'm
the ones.
I'm gonna drink my beer out of this.
Then the ones for bottles too, where it's like little jerseys you put them on. Like,
yeah. Yep.
I don't get it.
It's a people
well,
spend money on. I don't know.
I
just drink out of fancy glasses.
Here's
like,
what I was told when I was a child. My parents told me, or probably my mom, that the can cozy also helped identify which beverage was yours.
Oh yeah, sure.
So if you have a whole bunch of people around and everybody's drinking beverages, and I'm the one with the grandpa butt, then I know that that's my beverage. Don't drink my beverage.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hey, I don't want to interrupt this, but I had a good idea for a glass we should sell here. We just print out a conversation starter.
That's all it says?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Then it is a conversation starter.
Oh, what would they say?
They'll say, hey, look, this glass says conversation starter. And then they start talking about their drink or whatever.
So
then the conversation starts. I don't know what they'll talk about after that.
What if we made a bar that just has those things all over the place?
It would call it, was that the movie where they put the glasses on and it tells you what to do? They Live?
Yeah.
Did you see that movie?
What is that?
Excuse the aliens or monsters with the glasses.
Yeah.
Is it They Live or Still Alive?
They Live?
They Live?
Have you not seen that?
I have not, no.
Oh, because also then they can see the aliens are running everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, the big the postboards, billboards, when you put over, it's just a big subliminal word that says, like,
Spend money.
Oh, wow.
Consume.
Okay.
Something like keeping
the and then they have, like, really scary, like, sort of, like, melty faces with big, bulging eyes. And then, like, they have, like, Freddy Krueger
faces.
They can only see that.
I think you really enjoy
that. Yeah,
that
sounds pretty cool.
That's the movie where the quote is, I'm here to kick ass, chew bubblegum and kick ass.
I'm here to kick ass.
I've heard that quote.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that Roddy Piper?
Roddy Roddy.
Rod Roddy, the announcer for the Price is Right.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper. Fuck it.
You almost sounded like you got your car started. Roddy.
And then like, but I was thinking like you could have like hammers chained to the wall. It says like icebreaker on it.
Oh yeah, sure.
And if you're like, look at this icebreaker, like, oh, I have your friend now. And then you have like all those weird little funny things.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's dumb.
No, that was good.
Is it?
It was good. It was good. I don't know how I feel about hanging hangers all over.
Hammers.
Hammers all over. What did I say?
Hangers.
Hammers.
Hamming hangers.
We don't want to ham any hangers.
No.
What if someone came in, their name was Ice, and people would be like, subliminal. I don't know what I was trying to say.
Subliminal. All right. Well, I'm going to get those glasses made.
Okay.
Toot sweet. Have our logo on the one side. Be like, hey, that place is pretty cool. And this funny thing. Conversation starter. Then you can take the glass home with them, have it at home, and they'll serve a drink to a friend, and they'll be like, what's this glass? And then you're like, it's a conversation starter. And then they'll have a conversation.
And they'll want to know where they got it.
And you know what they'll talk about? They'll talk about this place.
Yeah, and then they'll want to come here and be in the crowd for our podcast.
You want to put your picture on it, Scott? Scott Podcast?
How much do these cups cost?
Cheap enough, we can make a bunch of them.
I can make a whole bunch of Scott podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the little speaker
thing? We can make those and sell them, and you can make a profit.
Oh, I like profits.
Yeah.
I like money. Speaking of...
You could have this idea if we sell them here.
Okay.
We sell cups, so there'll be a picture of you.
Not me.
Covering your podcast.
Because I'll probably change over the years, and we'll
can we get I want a side view caricature of you.
Like Humphrey Bogart? Not Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, like Humphrey Bogart. Alex Hitchcock.
I was going to say
Are you going to say Hitler again?
Nope. Not Hitler.
It is his birthday, so.
It is. Happy birthday, Hitler.
Should we sing happy birthday?
No, I feel like that's the worst thing to do.
Happy birthday.
I don't know how to sing in German.
Mein Führer.
Do you think people like on the down low in Germany, they go, hey, you're going to celebrate Hitler's birthday today? Oh, no, not at all. And then wink like, yes. Like, they celebrate
it. If they do, I'm sure they're speaking German, though.
Well, I mean, I was translating.
I was translating. It's a really solid translation.
It's like in comic books when they have, like, the brackets around the words, and it says...
Did you... Speaking of comic books...
Asterisks translated from Spanish.
Did you hear what they did to Captain America?
What, I didn't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
Like, recently?
Yeah.
Like, the newest?
Yeah, thing? It just happened.
Because didn't they just do another thing to him, like, a couple months ago? Like, yeah. 6 months ago?
He's
a bad guy.
He came out and said he came out and said he was a member of Hydra.
He did the Hollywood Hogan bit.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
He ripped off his
shirt?
He's
in the NWA now.
He became a bad guy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He switched to beginning.
Not the rap group.
Oh.
No.
Neighborhood Watch Association.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
I haven't read it yet. It's at home.
The Secret Weapons?
I was...
Secret Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cool.
And people are kind of pretty polarized about it.
I can't wait to read.
So we'll not talk anymore about it.
Okay.
Can you tell me afterwards?
I will, yes. Okay. Yes.
I'll lend it to you.
I will never read it.
Right.
I want to know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you...
Da, da, da.
Bye. Maybe they forgot. Like, we need to hurry up and celebrate Hitler's birthday before it's
maybe
before it's midnight.
You're right. Once we start talking about Hitler,
they're Jewish and then it's awkward. Are they still here?
They would still be awkward.
Yeah, I feel my ear is ringing now. Maybe they. I don't know.
That means someone's talking about you.
Yeah. After they left, they go, "What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
What's wrong with that
asshole?"
Goyim? No, what do they call...
Haagen-Dazs.
Gentiles.
Gentiles? Yeah. Penis? Gentiles?
What do they call non-Jewish Dicks. People? What do Jewish people call non-Jewish people?
Christians. I don't know.
No. I think it's...
Heathens?
I think it's...
Heathens.
No,
it's probably heathens.
Gentile.
Goyim?
That's,
Goyim.
Yeah.
Goyim or Gentile? Yeah. Do. I could be wrong.
It's
and
a Jewish word.
If a Jewish person is listening, I apologize for only kind of knowing.
I don't. And there's too many words to remember in the world.
Okay.
I'm saying, I don't even know how to...
Do you know any words in Chinese? In Mandarin? I mean, do you know any words?
No.
That's like the most spoken language in the world.
Do you know what I know?
Mandarin?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like a billion people in
right.
that country.
Right. So,
shit.
What I'm saying is, you don't know any word. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I...
Hodor.
You know nothing, Hodor.
It took me way too long to realize, you know, when people say, hey, goodbye, sayonara... It took me way too long to realize that's Japanese for goodbye.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
I thought it was like old Western.
Yeah.
Like a Western movie.
I don't
movie.
Think I knew that till just now.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We learned something every day on Hitler's birthday.
I felt it was like a
sayonara,
like an old
sucker.
Western thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone yelling Geronimo when they jump out of a plane.
Yeah. What is that?
That's just a word that
no,
people would
well,
say.
That's what I thought it was, but it's a Native American, some guy
oh.
who either died by jumping off a cliff.
What a way to remember, like, your name.
I don't know if he died heroically or that he was forced off a cliff. I want to know if that's true. I want to know what...
Yeah, look that up.
Look that up.
If he didn't...
Sorry,
if
it if
he
wasn't heroic, like,
I was
what happened?
Say, yeah, if he didn't die heroic...
He fell asleep against the tree, rolled over.
It's kind of ironic for them to shout it.
It depends on why people are doing it. Is it to become a phrase because we're mocking something that happened?
Yeah.
Someone a joke said it? Geronimo!
Yeah.
Or did they sincerely mean it?
Or
a cry of, like...
Or, like that's what he heard when he fell off a cliff. Like, Geronimo!
So every time someone says Geronimo, it could be sarcastic. And they don't even know it.
They don't even know
it.
Not only sarcastic, but tone deaf as far as a Native American standpoint.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, there's been words that, like, I can't remember exactly what they are. I should have looked at some. How would I have known we were talking about this? Fuck it. But there's certain words that people would use sarcastically. Like, oh, nice one. Like, for example, let's just pretend for this example.
Has
like,
it started yet?
Like, horrible. Let's pretend horrible meant, like, good or something like, oh, he did a horrible job, and then like eventually like, oh, you're doing a horrible job, and then eventually like horrible just meant horrible, like bad. That's not a good example. I made it up. Don't look up and say Drew, fuck, you lied.
But you're saying that sarcasm changed the meaning of words.
Yeah, like over like a century.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't.
I believe that.
I remember hearing it.
That's a great story.
That stinks.
I figured it out.
What'd you do?
Oh, Geronimo?
So, yeah, Geronimo. As a matter of fact, it has... The reason people say Geronimo or yell it has absolutely nothing to do with Geronimo's exploits except for the fact that he was courageously leading his people in the defense against the American military at that point. And he had to surrender at Fort Sill and then died in captivity. But what made it popular was the 501st Parachute Infantry Battalion in World War II yelled it when jumping out of their planes. Because that was supposedly what the people of that nation, of that Native American nation, yelled in as like a sign of courage to fight the American.
Gotcha.
So that it was, so they did it as a kind of FU to them.
No, it was no, what? No.
Well, because yeah,
it was like Native Americans did. Yeah.
Yeah, the Native Americans were like, because he was a captain. He's a captain of the Native American army. He's like, we're going into battle. So World War II people are like, we're going into battle, Geronimo. And then people are like, oh, he's falling off something. Let's give him a name. I Dromino.
It feels like Scott gets all the wrong messages.
I think he does.
I sure do. Yeah. I get my brain.
He learns all the wrong lessons.
Okay, so speaking of not understanding things. So today was a milestone day in the life of me. My parents got a new smartphone.
Oh, yay. Boy.
Guess what that means? I'm surprised I haven't gotten a text yet saying, how does this work? Because...
Well, maybe they can't text you this.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared of this. Like, a couple years ago, my parents got a tablet for Christmas. And I was like, this is going to be the worst day of my life. And it kind of... Like, everyone saw it. Like, I wish I brought my tablet over because I'm confused. And I go like, oh, you just didn't turn Wi-Fi back on. That's what the problem is. You need to update your game. And it's just like stuff like that. But now it's like, now it's their means of communication. If something's wrong with their phone, they can't call me because there's something wrong with their phone. I'm scared of this.
If they've had a tablet, they'll probably be all right.
They'll figure out something. Yeah. They probably still have a wall phone.
Yeah, did they?
No, they got rid of that a couple of years ago.
They got rid of the landline?
Yeah, that was our fault.
I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be all right.
You're both older than me. You guys understand technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're that much older than you?
No, not that much. You're like, what, four?
I do remember a time before the internet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was in like third grade.
Do you remember?
What
it was like?
I remember typing on a computer for the first time, like, this is like where stories come from. And then you could...
I remember a time before computers, before personal home computers.
I don't know if I remember that.
I remember our first computer at our house had a 1 megabyte hard drive. And it was the best computer you could buy at the time. And that's just insane because, I mean...
I remember,
all it was really good for was saving basically documents. I mean, just like stuff that you would type on it. It didn't do anything.
It was a word processor,
basically. But yeah, it was... Yeah, basically.
I remember like the first real computer we got or something... And that thing, I think my dad was still using it like when I was in college. And just because he would type things up.
Sure.
And all that stuff. We could play Doom on it.
Oh, boy. You know what? This is sounding a lot like the conversation of another podcast that I'm on called Firsts. Yes, listen to Firsts, where we discuss the first time of things.
I did.
Your first computer.
I was there last time.
Yeah, good podcast, right, Scott?
I laughed.
If you listen to that podcast, give this one a listen.
If you listen to one of the episodes, you can hear me and Ken laughing out of embarrassment for the people in the audience.
Oh,
because they were drunk and annoying as shit.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't as much embarrassment for them as it was sympathy for Mike.
Yeah. Speaking of laughing,
whoa.
You like laughing?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
I need better segues. I don't remember what this means. But I wrote down change your laugh.
Are you going to ask me what that means?
Yeah.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Where Scott's write something and asks you.
Yeah.
What is it, like, I guess the question is, do you want to? Maybe that's what it was. Because when I laugh, it sounds like a ha 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 ha. Like generic.
Nobody laughs like that. No one.
You sound like a cartoon butler.
Yeah.
But like usually...
Well done, Mr. Wayne.
Here's your sandwich.
But the best thing about laughing is you never know what's going to happen. But that's a problem for me because I'll be sitting there and I just bark out loud. Do you wish you could just change your laughter?
No.
Because I'll be like sitting there and go, ha-ha! Like twice, and then people are like, what the fuck just happened?
I don't think that anybody...
I do that work all the time.
There's always like that one person that everybody knows that kind of has that laugh.
Yeah.
Where like it's the only one you hear. It's overpowering. It's loud. It's, you know, so there might be that person. I don't think you have a laugh like that.
A lady at work yelled at me because I was distracting.
Well, you were. Was she trying to do work?
Who knows? She's probably looking at recipes, like dumb bitch.
Well, what were you laughing at? Wow. Wow.
Sorry. That was a.
Scott, are you single still?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just checking.
Although, when it rains, it pours. This is another one of those weird fucking rainstorms where it's like, hey, remember how like you had a drought for like 5 months? And now it's like, hey, this girl likes you. And so is this one. And then you're talking to this one and this one. Like, what the fuck? And then you get... No. And then I just freeze up. And then I back away. And then they all go away. And I'm like, all right. I'm back to... I'm alone again.
I'm a level 2 ghost on my mind. You're the one I think about most every time.
Is that Run DMC?
That is not. That is Milli Vanilli.
Ew.
Girl, you know it's true.
That's New Kids in the Block.
No, I love you.
I don't know any music. I don't know any...
You don't know any music?
I don't mean, like, from that
I have time. Fond memories of that song.
I don't remember the time period.
Either way, it's a song about a man who's in love with two girls.
So maybe if you have more than one girl at the same time who's interested in you, you should ask them all out and see which one says yes.
Yeah.
Is that her?
I'm probably not sure it is.
Let's go and just chase her down.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Are you interested? Ma'am.
Are you the one? Then we'll all laugh like butlers.
If you went into a crowd of people and you just started laughing and then just didn't stop, how long before the whole room started laughing? Do you think?
It depends a little bit on how you're laughing.
Like next time.
And what room you're in.
Like next time
you walk into a funeral.
And I laugh, you're like. That might not catch on as well.
Or a children's hospital.
That would be hilarious to do. I feel like I want to put that in my will that someone during my funeral has to come in the room and just do that. Come walk in. Don't talk to anyone. Walk up to the coffin and just go, at last.
And then as you run...
And then walk away.
Oh, I was imagining, it, like, as they run out of the room, like, a letter falls out of their coat. And they answer it, and then, like, everything's, like, just blacked out. Like, from the World Wars.
And then on the letter it says, do you laugh?
Do you like to laugh? Call me. I'll laugh with
change
you.
Change your laugh.
Change your laugh.
That's what it would say. Change your laugh.
See, people do want to change their laugh. No, that guy did.
Not good.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, like, if you, like, went to the mall and just, like, walked to, like, no, the multitude's bars. Well, no, what if you, like, went to the food court and just, like, sat at the table and just started going, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha- How else would it work? People go, oh, they're having a fun conversation. But if one person just laughing at themselves, they'd be like, oh my God, look what's happening. And
I kind of feel like that most situations, I think that I don't think people would join you. I really don't. No. Because I'm kind of picturing that in the mall, and I mean, everybody's maybe.
It might depend on if someone did laugh. Like check in with you with a laugh. Have you looked at him and just
kind of yeah.
That's how you look at him. But yeah. If you look at him, and
so
you,
if they
you start
are checking in,
them,
yeah, if they're checking in with you with a laugh and you sort of give them the eye contact that says it's okay to join me, and then they start to laugh, yeah, then it might spread that way.
It might.
Yeah.
But if you look at him like with fear or anger,
yeah,
in your eyes,
yeah, that's gonna shut it down.
I
yeah,
want to laugh with down, fear in my eyes.
Like you can't stop laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the guy who's had hiccups for 30 years. You just can't. You can't
what?
Or like in the middle of a food court too. It'd be like you and you're sitting. You suddenly realize how alone you are in the universe. You're surrounded by so many people, and your mind is just snapped just then.
What?
That sort of laugh. That one people might not do that.
And I think the food court might be too busy. Because there's so much going on.
Just sit next to somebody.
There's so much other noise.
Yeah, you'd
so
have
much
to
other,
keep laughing. How long?
Yeah. To get the whole room to laugh with you?
Well, that's a big room. Yeah.
Maybe a
but,
library.
I mean,
a library.
After the first 10, it gets easier, I think.
Once you get 10 people laughing with you, I think you might
10.
Be good.
I was just thinking, I'm trying to think of all these places where this would be fun to do it here, and it wouldn't be good. Because like you went to the doctor's office, you're like, oh, this guy's broken. He's here to get his head examined. You're just like just in the waiting room. And like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, or if you like went to a kid's birthday party and started laughing. Like, not your kid.
If you were at the gym doing bench press and just started laughing really hard. while everyone else is working on it.
See, all those things, like, imagine. Well, that one I could see, like, you, like, something funny or occurred to you.
Yeah.
But
what's the location where you something funny wouldn't occur to you? And you just go, that guy's having a good time.
I don't know.
Did I just get a text from my parents? I swear to God. Nope, it's an email.
From a girl?
Facebook.
Could you just think, is Facebook a girl?
Fine, I'll find out if it's a Facebook girl.
Is it a Facebook girl?
No, it's senior helpers. What? Oh, mentioned us in a Comedy City in a Post. Yeah. It's old people, Mike.
Old people.
Old people. This is what happens every time I try to look at something for Comedy City. On the, it just brings you to the page.
Yeah.
I never get
it's
to look
Facebook
at it.
Facebook app problem, man.
I hate it.
I don't either, and I own the place.
What is it? Oh, man.
The app puts you to the shitty thing. You gotta...
Yeah, you never get to look at it.
The woes of having your own Facebook business page.
It's not my business. None of my business.
You don't know my business.
Well, you know what?
What a censor.
Like, what if before a Comedy City show, someone just sat in the audience and just started laughing? Like before the show started?
Yeah.
Do you think you could get the...
Yeah, I think that would work.
Yeah.
Oh,
because they're here to laugh.
But it's not... But it's not
no,
someone...
I understand that, but...
That'd be a good warm-up.
I feel like if we had a crowd full of people and somebody started laughing, they would think this is supposed to happen. This is part of the show. And they would start to laugh.
Or they wouldn't. They wouldn't laugh, wouldn't they? They would just watch, like, oh, this is part of the show.
This is part of the show. Something's about to happen.
Yeah, they laugh a little bit.
Just someone in the corner. Because go, then, oh, hold on.
Because something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
Because this is part of the show. Now we don't want to interrupt him. Now we're watching a show instead of listening to a laugh.
And then he gets up and walks out the door and you never see him again.
Yep.
I have a lot of ideas.
Flies away.
I that is another thing. Speaking of screaming, if you combine these two, hilarious. People just randomly flying away. And you imagine, like, just someone, they stay in the middle of the road, and it's like, ah! And they just shoot off in the sky.
All right, that's a Scott's podcast.
That's how you end it? Okay.
I don't know. He can usually end it.
Yeah, Ken, thanks.
I didn't know.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.